Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 26th, 2019. Today is Tuesday in the third week of Lent. This is a reading from the 7th chapter of John. On the last day of the Festival of Booths, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive. We've been reading for the last couple of days about Jesus attending this festival in Jerusalem. At first it appeared he wasn't going to attend, and then he did attend, and during his attendance continues in this elongated dispute about his authority, about where he gets his teaching, about who he is, his identity, his relationship with God. All of these things are arguments that he's having with the religious leaders. Shortly after our reading from today, if you were reading the longer passage that the daily office assigns, you would read about a dispute breaking out amongst the people and the religious leadership about Jesus' place of origin, because there's an argument about where Messiah must come from, and how can Jesus be the Messiah hailing from Galilee when all of the prophecies indicated that the Messiah would come from Bethlehem. So there's this continuing dispute, which is just an ongoing theme in the Gospel of John. What I think we ought to pay attention to today, though, and the reason I read a shorter selection, is to just pick up on themes that continue to keep being repeated in the Gospel of John. Jesus' proclamation at the last day of this festival is, "Anyone who believes on me, from out of his inner being will flow rivers of living water." This connects back to his conversation with the woman at the well in Samaria in the 4th chapter. You know, if you knew who was asking you for a drink, you would ask me and I would give you living water. The water that once you drink, you will never thirst again. It connects to the 6th chapter of John in the great discourse about Jesus being the bread of life, where he says, "My flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood will never hunger or thirst again." And he repeats that theme here in the 7th chapter of John. And then there's this repeating of the notion of belief. You've got the person who believes, who puts their trust in Jesus, who receives the Spirit, John says, because this is what he's talking about according to the gospel writer. He's talking about the coming of the Spirit. And you will recall when Jesus has his conversation with Nicodemus in the 3rd chapter of John, he says the Spirit blows where it will. You don't know where the Spirit is coming from. You don't know where the Spirit is going to. But it is by being born of water and the Spirit that one becomes a child of God. And that all connects back to the 1st chapter of John. To everyone who believed in him, who believed on his name, they received the authority, the power to become children of God. So I'm hoping that you're catching that all of these things, all of these themes are connected. Finally, and we've sort of passed over it as we've read through this particular section of John, this is all happening at a festival, the Feast of Booths, which is a harvest festival that happens in the what we now would experience as the fall of the year. This year it's going to happen toward the end of October. And the Festival of Booths is a harvest festival, so it's a celebration of the ingathering of the crops. But there's another thing that happens during the festival, and this is how it gets its name. People celebrate the ingathering of the crops, and they also commemorate their journey in the wilderness, the 40-year journey across the desert where the children of Israel completely depended upon God. And they remember this by constructing temporary dwellings, thin-walled dwellings with roofs of plant material, booths. And during the festival, people would sometimes live in the booths, take their meals in the booths, sleep in the booths, as a commemoration of what it meant to be in the wilderness, in that tenuous position of not having food, not having water, and depending solely upon God for their survival. So you can see again the connection that Jesus is making here. The children of Israel received bread from heaven, manna, and they received water from the rock. God provided water and bread so that the people could continue in their journey. And Jesus is making a direct appeal through belief in him. The same river of water will gush up into eternal life. Just as the water gushed from the rock, so from within the heart of the believer does the water of the Spirit gush forth in refreshment and bringing forth life. If it sounds like I'm babbling on a bit, it's because I think that sometimes in the way that we read Scripture, in the particularly in liturgical traditions where we slice and dice the Gospels or the epistles or books of the Bible, we just slice and dice them into little bite-sized chunks. And part of the challenge of the bite-sized chunks is that we often lose sight of the larger sweep of the particular book that we're reading from out of the Bible. And I hope that's what you're getting a taste of as we're journeying through John this Lent, is that these documents, these Gospels, were carefully written. They were carefully composed and carefully thought about by their writers. These are not simply random notes on the part of the Gospel writers. They are very cohesive documents, and particularly in John, as he continues to revisit themes and elaborate and elucidate them throughout the remainder of the Gospel. So, it's an important piece to keep in our mind as we're reading the Gospels, or any passage of Scripture for that matter, that they are connected, that it's always helpful to read larger chunks of Scripture so that we can see how it's connected to what came before it and what comes after it. Anyway, enough about biblical hermeneutics. One more thing about Lent, and probably I've said this already, as we're beginning this third week of Lent, to continue to remember that we're making this journey not simply on our own. We are making this journey through the power of the Spirit with our sisters and brothers all over the world, and under the watchful eye of the risen Lord. We don't have to make this Lenten journey on our own. Jesus has made the way for us. Jesus is the way. And Jesus promises that if we're thirsty for God and believe in him, there's not just a little trickle of spiritual water. It's a river, and it gushes up within us into eternal life. Let us pray. Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls, that we may be defended from all adversities which may happen to the body, and from all evil thoughts which may assault and hurt the soul. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.